Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
If you want to continue to be one of those uninformed voters, uninformed people in this world, then change the channel because they're going to give you information you can work with.
They got human excrement running all around the place.
Your home smells of feces.
Yes.
People peeing in the streets.
Ooh, do you smell something?
Needles in the streets.
These are not tears. We are vomiting from our eyes.
And yet, what they're worried about? The words you use to call criminals. Because there's a certain stigma they don't want criminals to have to deal with.
Could we talk about something else?
I'm going to give you information that's going to make you have to make a decision. Have to do something about what's going on in this country.
Something resembling anything.
If you want to get involved in the conversation, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Check out my classic podcast. There's so much going on the website. But do something. Get involved.
The Joe Messina Show.
Sanity. Right here on the Joe Messina Show. It was a pleasure to have you. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Get involved. Get engaged. Be part of the solution. That's really what we want. I want you to be part of the solution. And, you know, that way there, really, in all honesty, if you're part of the solution, we don't have to fight as hard because you're doing most of the fighting for us. Or with us, or whatever. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. I don't know, have you seen all that peaceful protesting going on around the, you know, the SCOTUS justices' homes? It's amazing, and they're still calling it peaceful protests. But I haven't figured out yet what that means. Is it peaceful because they haven't yet burned something down? I mean, they're screaming and yelling in the middle of the night. They're doing all kinds of wonderful stuff. When does it become a, I won't say violent because I don't mean it that way. When it becomes a questionably peaceful program? When does that happen? Just curious. You know what they're doing, right? And in fact, I don't know if some of you know this, but what they're doing is illegal. You cannot, for any reason, actually, you can't try to intimidate a justice. And let's just be honest about it. That's exactly what they're doing, are they not? There's actually a statute on the books, legally, where if you're trying to say, now, it's one thing, like when Kavanaugh was being nominated to run, or actually being nominated for the position, they could have done it then. They could have, you know, picketed it out in front of his home, not in his driveway or anything like that. They could have done those kind of things. That would have been fine. But now that he's getting ready to rule on a case, or you know, so it seems, it is now illegal to do so. So I would expect, I would hope, that we'll see the FBI or Capitol Police or whoever, or I think the SCOTUS has their own police department. Yeah, that's right. They do. I guess we'll see them shortly starting to arrest some of these people, don't you think? They should. It's just amazing to me. There is this double, triple, quadruple standard. There's not a single standard for these people. And they don't care. It doesn't matter what they say. Their actions show totally different. All right, so let's give the Senate a little bit of credit where credit's due, right? The Senate passed a security bill for Supreme Court family members, which is kind of cool. late Monday. They declared a bill to extend the security protections to immediate family members of the Supreme Court. Now, the bill spearheaded by Senator John Cornyn, a Republican out of Texas, Chris Coons out of Delaware, Democrat, passed the Senate by unanimous consent. All 100 senators signed off on it. So they actually didn't have to go to a real kind of vote thing. But it has to head to the House for true passage. Now, Cornyn said that the threats to physical safety of Supreme Court justices and their families are disgraceful. And attempts to intimidate and influence the independence of our judiciary can't be tolerated for any reason. I'm glad the Senate quickly approved this measure to extend Superior Court police protection. That's where I got it. All right. So they do have police. Hopefully they'll go out and arrest these, but they do have arrest powers too. Now, Coons said in the statement that he was glad to see this bipartisan bill unanimously passed by the Senate in order to extend security protection to families of the court. I mean, at this point, yes. The bill was introduced by two senators on Thursday, roughly 3 days after the leak of the draft. And, you know, some people tell me we know who it was. Or we know who it is. I think we know who it was. I'm not so sure we actually do. And the left is trying to say, I love this. Don't you find this just so sweet? The people on the left are trying to say it's a conservative. Isn't that funny? It's just amazing. And here's another. I gotta talk to I gotta talk to Brad about this one. He'll be on right after the first break. Kansas police were ordered to remove In God We Trust from the patrol cars. Wow. That's new. Police officers in Haven, Kansas, were ordered to remove In God We Trust decals from their patrol cars. Were also ordered to remove Bible verses that had been posted on the department's Facebook page. You know, I haven't even read down this thing to the point of knowing this has to be the Freedom for Religion freaks. Has to be. Reports that the town council unanimously ordered the police chief, Stephen Schaefer, to remove the decals. Right? William said that the council did not believe Facebook was a correct forum to be discussing God. Williams moved to eliminate the... Really? Where's the correct forum? In your closet with the door closed and the light off? Anyway, Joe Messina, your host. We'll touch on this a little bit the other side of the break. Be back in a minute. Don't go far. Brad Dinkins joins us.
Hey, travelers, do you want to save money on your next flight? Then pick up the phone and call. That's right, call, because the best prices are not online. They're with SmartFares. See, SmartFares has special deals with the airlines. When they have unsold seats, they use SmartFares to fill them. So you get airline tickets at ridiculously low prices. Our prices are too low to publish online. With the extra money you'll save, you can book another trip or treat yourself to dinner or shopping. So stop searching all of those travel sites to find the lowest price on your next flight. Let one of our SmartFares expert travel agents find ridiculously low prices for you. Call SmartFares today and get the best price on your next flight. Guaranteed. Also, save up to 50% off business and first class tickets.
901-424-5218. 901-424-5218. That's 901-424-5218.
According to the World Gold Council, while demand for gold is surging, 72% of people reply they lack the necessary know-how to do so. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta, owner of Advantage Gold, hands down the highest-rated gold dealer in the country. The reason? We lead with education. We've taught millions of investors how to buy gold safely and securely, and our in-depth gold guide explains everything you need to know. From what type of metals to consider, if an IRA or cash transaction is best, then how you can be certain that the gold you're buying is authentic, certified, and real. Call 800-900-8000 now and get our number one rated first-time gold buyer's kit. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the information you need to secure your future. Call 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000 today.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Ladies and gentlemen, I'm about to give you a URL that can and will change your life. You will simply investigate it and look into it for your own self. Do your own research. This is an absolute 360 win for GCN, for American Tax Solutions, and for you. Ladies and gentlemen, these are top tax lawyers that will deliver you super service very, very quickly and change your life. The average person can save up to 90% on their taxes. Visit GCNTaxCut.com. That's GCNTaxCut.com.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now for prices so low we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go and pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
Who listens to radio at night? EMTs, truck drivers, law enforcement, and many other hardworking people just like you, buying products and services from companies just like yours. Many companies owe their success to radio. It's the engaging medium. Call 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
So far, this show has been awfully slow.
Except for the one I saw you do last Thursday.
When we were coming over here tonight, I was a little concerned about his driving. The minute he got to the wheel, I was worried. The left rear wheel, he was
on. I look around the room, and I realize now, aside from Clint Eastwood, I'm the biggest name here.
And now, the professor of political incorrectness, the naysayer of nonsense, the cure for Democrat dementia, here's Joe Messina.
We are back. Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. Hey, listen, big intro for a big man. I'm not just talking about me. Brad Dinkins joins us with a founder of Pacific Justice Institute. Always love when he's on with me. We get so much information from Brad. I so much appreciate the time that you're spending with us. I got a boatload of questions from people, so we should have a good time. Thanks for being with me.
Oh, it's great to be on the program, Joe. Thank you.
All right, so the first thing, kudos to Clarence Thomas, right? I mean, this man has basically told everybody, go pound sand. We're not afraid of you. Don't care what you do. And we're going to follow the rule of law. Isn't that great?
It really is. It really is. And, yeah. You know, he has endured so much from the time that he was, you know, pending appointment to the Supreme Court and dealing with outrageous harassment by the left in the U.S. Senate, to now, and just with all the challenges, he's just been a role model for people to stand up for what's right, and I'm just really glad he's got thick skin enough to stand up to these bullies trying to intimidate him.
They did it to him. They made him get that thick skin with the way they treated him in the early days. He knows what the game plan is. He knows what they're like. So it's great to see this stuff. I really do appreciate him just basically telling him to go pound sand. I thought that was, for me, I thought that was really wonderful, you know?
Yeah. Yeah.
Like, really? Is this the best you guys got?
Yeah. Anyway. Yeah, he's, I really respect him. He's also been an incredible author of many opinions on the Supreme Court, and I think he's near the most opinions written by a justice or near the most in the history of the United States Supreme Court. He's quite a force to be reckoned with, definitely.
Yeah, no, he is, and I'm even surprised. I shouldn't say I'm surprised. I'm even watching how some of these people are very strong, or some of the justices are strong, even with anything that's going on in front of their homes. So I'm glad to hear that. I don't know if you heard earlier that the Senate approved a bill that would give not only protection to the justices but to their families as well, which I thought was great. It was a good idea to do that.
Yeah, and I think there was political pressure for them to do something. Even the Democrats in the Senate, I can see them, especially those running for office, thinking, "Oh shoot, I don't want something to happen to one of these senators or their family," and then it come back on them for the fact that they were, fanning these flames. But Pelosi was fanning
100% of the senators, both sides, 100% voted on it. So that was a good thing right there. I know, I love when I throw stuff at you. Kansas City police have been ordered by the Kansas City, mayor to remove In God We Trust from the patrol cars. Now, which is our country's motto. It's not like somebody just thought of that sitting there in a chair and bought stickers for the cars. I mean, this is a motto that's been approved, that's been challenged before and won. If the police department or the police unit goes after them, they should be able to win this in court, should they not?
Oh, they definitely should. In fact, it's interesting you should mention that because we at Pacific Justice Institute, we've litigated this issue before with all the way to the Ninth Circuit Court of Appeals. We defended our national motto on our currency, which is something everyone uses, In God We Trust, and we won before the Ninth Circuit Court of Appeals. So this is clear. It's very established. It's a national motto. It's of our nation, and it's protected language. It can be placed anywhere on any public place, any public building. In fact, we at Pacific Justice have worked well with an organization that's called In God We Trust Incorporated. It's headquartered in Bakersfield, California, and we came alongside because they wanted the national motto displayed at city council meetings, school board meetings, et cetera. And these local entities were saying, no, you can't do this, separation of church and state. Well, then we were contacted. We prepared a legal opinion letter with a pledge to defend any city, any city council, any school board that openly displays In God We Trust, that we defend them without charge. And things turned around. And now there's several hundred of municipalities, school boards, that openly have posted In God We Trust in large print on the wall inside where they have their school board meetings or city council meetings. So it's protected speech, definitely.
Oh, hey, and when people always say to me that you have to have a separation of church and state, I go, like, first of all, there's no such thing as a separation of church and state, but let's get past that for a second. The motto, In God We Trust, the motto of this country, whether you like it or not, has already been approved, defended, and the Supreme Court has said time and time again, it's fine.
Right, and And I think what's important people to realize is that that the motto does not amount to an endorsement of any particular religion. It's a broad motto. Number one, number two, it's a statement of the heritage of our nation. Our founders, they relied on the laws of nature and nature's God to justify us breaking away from England. They used the acknowledgement of our Creator in terms of creating a recognition of our fundamental rights as expressed in the Bill of Rights. It's not the Bill of Privileges; it's the Bill of Rights given by our Creator. So the term has deep meaning in a nation that uniquely was founded upon the laws of nature and nature's God, and in fact, in God we did trust in the formation of this nation and the recognition of the fundamental rights were given by our Creator. So the people may not agree with it, but it's a statement of history, it's a statement of fact, and that's I think that's what it's recognized as and why it's so dear and protected by so many.
Yeah, you know, we're driving some of these people crazy. We'll hit some of the stuff in a minute. But we're up against the time on this segment. When we come back, there's a couple of ones I want to hit you with. One is the Oregon couple that were disqualified as foster parents because they believe in Jesus. And also, the Pledge of Allegiance. Can it be said, I mean, not the Pledge of Allegiance, the Lord's Prayer. Can it be said at a school board meeting? You know, and we'll hit those again, like I said, on the other side of the break. Joe Messina, your host. Don't go far. A lot more coming up with Brad Dacus, founder of Pacific Justice Institute. We'll be back in just a few minutes. You're listening to the Joe Messina Show.
Are you looking for the cheapest prices on car insurance? Then call the Cheap Car Insurance Hotline right now. Hey, you're guaranteed to save money on your car insurance. Most car insurances can be canceled at any time. That means if you find a better deal, you can switch right away. We're not just one company. We offer most of the major brands of car insurance. We're like a discount supermarket for car insurance. And it doesn't matter if you have a good record or a bad driving record. Our agents are experts at finding you the right car insurance for your needs. Our average customer saves hundreds of dollars a year when they call us to switch. So why don't you make this 100% free call right now and see how much you can save on your car insurance. Paid for by AIS Insurance.
Call 800-399-7087. 800-399-7087. 800-399-7087. That's 800-399-7087.
Are you ready to retire? Inflation is picking up, markets are volatile, and the dream of a comfortable retirement is harder to attain than ever before. The stock market goes up and down is beyond your control. But you're at a point in your life where you can't afford to make big financial mistakes. I'm Al Ibarroa, founder of Knight Strategic Wealth. Our investment strategy allows you to go up with the stock market, lock in your gains, and when the stock market goes down, your investment won't lose a dime. This works for your investments, savings at a brokerage firm, or even money at a bank. It's simple, it's safe, and that's why savvy investors work with us. Want to learn more? Text FREE to 833-898-0500 and we'll send our retirement readiness kit directly to your phone right now. If you want to help build a retirement portfolio that will go up with the market and literally never lose money, get our retirement readiness kit today and see how this strategy can help secure your future. Text FREE to 833-898-0500. Text FREE to 833-898-0500.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News.
Senate Minority Leader Mitch McConnell took a swing at President Joe Biden and Democrats on Tuesday, blaming both for the economic pressures facing Americans.
They took an economy that was ready to soar, turned it around, and drove it into the ground.
President Biden attempted to unveil a plan to battle inflation on Tuesday, but failed to offer specifics.
I want every American to know that I'm taking inflation very seriously, and it's my top domestic priority.
U.S. inflation is at its highest point in 40 years. Ukrainian officials say Russian missiles pummeled the vital port of Odessa. They say it's part of efforts to disrupt supply lines and weapons shipments. Ukraine's ability to stymie a larger, better-armed Russian military has surprised many who anticipated a much quicker conflict. The war is in its 11th week. This is USA Radio News.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano-colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
About to screech at them like the forced laughs of a billion art house movie patrons.
Thus, they travel from world to world, making everyone stupid in order to wipe out all thought in the universe.
My God, they're like flying television.
Double T, your host, always a pleasure to have you with me. Always appreciate the time you spend with us here on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and truly being part of the conversation. You know, being the radio attorney that I am, and I'll be corrected in a minute, I'm sure, the White House is now encouraging people to break the law, again, as they do on a regular basis. They're suggesting that people should peacefully protest out in front of the trustees' home, I mean, the justices' homes. It's against federal statute to do that.
Right.
Right? Brad Dakin, right. Founder of Pacific Justice Institute. See that? I don't even have a law degree. Even I know that. That's like, 11th grade history class, whatever. But the White House is actually encouraging people to break the law, are they not?
You're absolutely right. That's exactly what they're doing, and they should be ashamed of themselves. And the Department of Justice, you know, has a responsibility to enforce the federal laws, particularly when it comes to protecting the third branch of government, the justices on the Supreme Court. The Department of Justice has no difficulty going into local school board meetings, you know, in the heartland of America to see if a parent is yelling too loud or needs to be deemed a domestic terrorist. But the Department of Justice has a problem with defending our justices, from our Supreme Court, from this kind of treatment and harassing traumatic events for the children and the trauma that's developing. I understand that at least one of the justices is having to leave his house with his family to protect his family. Unfortunately, the Department of Justice has not been willing to do that we request the arrest and prosecution of those who are clearly violating federal law. It's not a gray area at all to this. It is clearly violating federal law, and Attorney General Garland should be ashamed of himself. He is quickly getting a reputation as onerous as President Biden, as being probably one of the most irresponsible Attorney Generals of the United States in U.S. history.
Oh, no. They're a do-nothing Department of Justice, unless you're on the right, in which
right.
case they're all over you like white on rice. And again, when you see what's going on everywhere, the threats being made, not just to SCOTUS, not just to the justices, it is truly a law/lawless department, is it not?
No, you're absolutely right. You know, like I say, they'll go after parents at school board meetings, threaten to call parents domestic terrorists. But when it comes to You know, the bombing, for example, there was the Molotov cocktails recently of a pro-life organization in Wisconsin, their headquarters. Apparently, the Department of Justice has a difficulty seeing that as domestic terrorism. But a parent, you know, voicing their concerns at school board meetings, oh, we got to watch out for those parents. That's how twisted they are, and it's so in line with the Biden administration. It's going to make it very easy, I think, for voters this coming midterm and in 2024.
So let me ask you, while we're on the subject, this weekend there were plenty of invasions, if you would, into the churches of this country, where you had these people on the far left, pro-abortionists, that are going into the churches and yelling at people, disrupting the church service, that kind of stuff. I don't know if you saw the one video of the woman screaming, God killed his son, why can't I kill mine? Those are technically hate crimes, are they not?
Yeah, they are, and they're sick. It also shows hatred, vitriol towards people who believe in the Christian faith, and they're going into worship services, invading the worship service, like in a Catholic church, for example, with their outfits on and yelling and screaming. Their goal is to intimidate Christians and people of faith so that in the future the clergy and all will be intimidated to be quiet. Well, let's just be silent on these issues. Let's let them roll over us. Tucker Carlson on his show yesterday did a great job discussing how this issue with abortion and all, it's really a war and assault on Christianity, because as long as Christianity is vocal, then those who wish to create a repressive state and oppressive policies are prevented from doing so, because those with a Christian worldview are those who believe in freedom, who believe in life, liberty, and so we see these churches under attack. The mainline media have done so as well. So I think I think once again this is going to be a hot issue for many, and I can see, frankly, many Catholics who may have voted Democrat looking at how all these people from the left and invading churches and harassing people, I can see them just saying, whoa, that's nothing I want to be a part of. I don't stand for that.
A lot of my Democrat friends that became Republicans after 9/11 became Republicans specifically for that reason. They were looking at what their party was doing, the people that they thought they knew and loved, and said, whoa, I'm not for that. That's not me. That's not how I operate. And
right.
That's what happened. So quite interesting. You're right. I think it will have. But, again, what I want to say is that perfect example of this would be hate speech. Look at what happened to a couple of those care pregnancy centers, one in particular that was, almost burned out, and, the windows have been smashed. Hate terms of the FBI investigating? Are there any arrests happening? If that was a Planned Parenthood, they'd have people in handcuffs already, wouldn't they?
Oh, they would. They would. The Biden administration has become a tyrant. It's become tyrannical. They're like a coup, the government in power that's oppressing and under false guise of having a, quote, Justice Department. They remind me of Venezuela, Cuba, Putin's Russia, where they have names and labels like Department of Justice, but it's not about justice. It's about power. It's about oppression. It's about control. And these are strong. This is strong language I'm mentioning here, but it's strong language that they've earned. They deserve.
Yep.
I didn't deserve it for them. They deserve this critique because it's just an assessment of what they've clearly done, not what they're going to do, but what they have done
right. Very
clearly and. They're going to pay a price for it. Something else I think we're going to see too, reflective in this election, is Senator Schumer coming out and saying that he wants to adopt pro-abortion legislation that is radical all the way up to the day the baby is to be born, and mandate that these babies are not protected in any 50 states. They can all be murdered by a mother. Maybe she's mentally ill, whatever. And completely take away all pro-life protections for the preborn in all 50 states. He has the audacity. He's going to be pushing that up for a vote. Looks like this week And they actually, he actually thinks, I think that he's going to rally people to support the Democrat Party. I think it's utter stupidity. I know the Catholic vote alone, it's going to be very hard for any of them, I think, to vote for a Democrat and still call themselves a Catholic or even a fundamental or evangelical Christian is the same thing. I think it's so radical, it's so deadly, it's so despicable from a humanitarian perspective. I think the Democrats are shooting themselves in both feet and maybe the legs as well.
Big time. Seriously, I think you're exactly right. Okay, we can at least start this one. We'll finish it on the other side, but. The Oregon couple, we know, talk about it. I think we're in for a major league continued assault on Christianity in this country. And, you know, proof of that is something that you simply had, you recently had to fight, where an Oregon couple was disqualified as foster parents. Why? Because they believed in Jesus, right?
Right.
So, you can start now. We still got about a minute before the break.
Yeah, well, this is it's the unbelievable is now reality, in that the state of Oregon is preventing a couple, a wonderful, loving Christian couple, from being foster parents, and for one reason and one reason alone, that they have the beliefs of a traditional Christian family when it comes to sexuality, sexual lifestyles, and their unwillingness to promote something on little children divergent from what every solid Bible-believing Christian believes across the United States. It is, it's really sad, and it's going to have some major repercussions if they get away with it. We can talk about that on the other half of the hour, why this is very significant for people who are, even if they're not foster parents, why this is very significant.
Yeah, it is. And again, we're seeing this over and over and over again. A couple of years ago, it was the bakers and then the photographer and then. This is not going to stop, especially under this regime, anytime soon. Be back in a few minutes, people. Don't go far.
You trust your mother, right? She's always taken care of you and always tried to give you good advice when you ask for it. And sometimes even when you don't. Well, even though she might not mention it, Mom very likely has neck, back, and shoulder pains. And she needs relief. So trust this good advice. Give back to Mom this Mother's Day with quality products from Sunny Bay. Like our disposable heat patches. They're back in stock now and target neck and shoulder pain in adults of all ages. Or our extra long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs. Mom can heat them in her microwave, and they come in a variety of colors and patterns. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews on Amazon when you search Sunny Bay Heating Wraps. And shop now in time for Mother's Day. There's no shipping delays from Sunny Bay. Find us on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. Order now because stock is high and shipping is fast. From Sunny Bay.
In the 1800s, there were 160 spas set up in Europe to dispense fresh liquid whey. The sick would recover their health and the aged would become rejuvenated. There's only one whey protein powder on the market that can generate and surpass the results seen in the whey spas in Europe. But first, let me tell you the story of 90-year-old Mary, who was semi-bedridden and in hospice care. Mary had been consuming only a pea protein and pasteurized milk drink. Then Mary was put on to Green Meadow whey mixed with raw milk. She was given 2 to 3 whey drinks per day. On the very first day, Mary was up and came into the kitchen and made chicken soup. She was on her feet for many hours. 3 days later, Mary had gained 2.5 pounds of healthy weight. Green Meadow Whey is health giving to both young and old. Green Meadow Whey is guaranteed to make you feel better, stronger, reduce your inflammation, and eliminate virtually all toxins from your body without feeling sick. To order, go to bestwayprotein.net. That's bestwayprotein.net. Or call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork. You know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. That's 800-932-5140.
Here's a question for you. Why is it that some people aren't as stressed out about the future as you'd think they'd be? Answer? They're probably among the millions of Americans who have prepared themselves with emergency food storage from My Patriot Supply. If the worst ever happens, literally millions of American families are already protected from dealing with empty store shelves. Is yours? If not, go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now and grab some emergency food kits, at least one for each member of your family. These kits give you a wide variety of delicious meals that average over 2,000 calories per day. Everything stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. Order your kits now by going to MyPatriotSupply.com. Your order will ship fast and arrive discreetly in unmarked boxes. Listen, this is something you need to jump on now, before the next news headline stuns the world. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
I'm Slim Shady. Yes, I'm the real Shady. All you other Slim Shadys are just imitating. So, won't the real Slim Shady please stand up? Please stand up? Please stand up.
How can you do a spoken word version of a rap song?
He found a way.
Back. Always a pleasure to have you with me, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Brad Dinkins joins me, founder of Pacific Justice Institute. Brad, before we get rolling and I forget and screw up again, tell people what PJI is all about and what they can do to help.
Yes, well, Pacific Justice Institute is a nonprofit legal defense organization that uniquely defends religious freedom, parents' rights, and the sanctity of human life all across the United States. I say uniquely in that it's because we don't just cherry-pick a few high-profile cases. We work hard to make sure that everyone gets help, that no one's left on the side of the road. And that's one reason also why we are uniquely in that uniquely have offices all across the United States, 17 states. And even those that we don't have offices in, we have affiliate attorneys. So we're wow. uniquely positioned across America to defend our fundamental rights without charge, for virtually everyone and anyone who needs protection with regards to those issues of religious freedom, parental rights, and the sanctity of human life.
Well, I know you're a great organization. I know what you've done. I personally know some of the things you've been able to do to protect kids and people for that matter. So I very much appreciate it and appreciate your work. Now, so this has been a conversation. This comes up from time to time, and I know of a school board or a school district where at the beginning of the meeting comes to order, And as always happens in some of the school boards, they do the Pledge of Allegiance at the beginning. And when the school board is done, you know, with the Pledge of Allegiance or whoever's saying it, then a group of moms, half a dozen or less, will continue on with the Lord's Prayer. Takes all of about 11, 12 seconds. We had, there was a trustee who claimed that that's illegal. This is separation of church and state. You can't say the Lord's Prayer, and wants to shut it down. I think that's wrong. I think the comment is wrong. It's not illegal. It's not wrong. It's not district-led prayer. It's not a prayer that's specific to Christianity or whatever. How far off am I?
Oh, you're not far off at all. Actually, the question you ask is, whose speech is it? If it's school board members all reciting the Lord's Prayer after the Pledge of Allegiance, well, the courts have been pretty clear on that. It's they can't do that. They can do it at state legislators, meetings. They can do it. Congress can do the Lord's Prayer, that prayers. But the courts have held that if a school board meeting does it, they can't do it because there's maybe children in the meeting that may be influenced and coerced to according to the faith, and so that's the logic. I don't agree with it. However, in this situation, once again, we ask the question: who is the speaker? Who's doing the speaking? It's not the school board. It's not the government. It's parents. Parents aren't agents of the government. So it's not the government speech. Therefore, the Establishment Clause is not even relevant. Separate church and state is irrelevant. It's private speech. You know, are they creating a disturbance? You know, we're looking at what, 11, 12 seconds? You know, I think if a school board, you know, tried to pounce parents for, you know, reciting the Lord's Prayer right after the Pledge of Allegiance, you know, I think many people would just see that kind of school board as bullies. And look at the parents not as, you know, major disruptors, as people who are throwing paint cans and bottles and that kind of stuff, you know, or screaming and threatening. They're not doing any of that stuff. They're just reciting a very short ceremonial prayer. So I think that's totally fine. Now, if they want to do this, there's two other ways around this, by the way, that, you know, if you have an intolerant, hypersensitive people to such expressions, so I'm sitting on the board, and I know it's not you, Joe. But let's say you have that. The two other options are that these parents could recite the Lord's Prayer right before the meeting starts, and they cannot be stopped. There's nothing to stop them. Or the school board could begin a moment of solemn expression, have people be able to sign up for it. And that solemn expression could be the individual choosing to pray or read a poem, just recite a few sentences or just be silent. That's, once again, a forum created for private speech, not a government speech, although government can create the forum, and that's protected clearly by the Constitution.
Well, I'd like to claim this as my own, but I can't. So some smarter people than myself on a school board have started to recite, and I've done this in the past, but like I said, it wasn't an original idea, have started to recite some of the prayers, godly comments by our founding fathers. And, you know, when the meeting starts and it's their turn to say something, you know, today is such and such a day, George Washington's birthday, whatever, whatever, whatever. And, you know, in the immortal words of George Washington, and then they repeat one of his prayers. And what I thought was interesting about it was you're simply reciting or repeating what one of our founding fathers say. They really can't stop you from doing that, can they?
No, they really can't. reciting a founding father is a part of recognizing our history, our heritage. Some in our society despise our history and heritage, despise our founding fathers, want to tear down their statues and erase them from the history books. But as far as the Constitution is concerned, no, that's fine. That's not a state endorsement of religion by reciting the viewpoints and thoughts of our founding fathers. And that's I would love to defend that in court someday if it was needed.
Oh, I think it's we got to get as creative as they get, and you know what I mean by they. We have to do things in a creative way where they just clench their fists and they go, oh, can't do anything about it. That kind of thing, you know. When we were on Zoom meetings, I had a shirt on that said, be the warrior God called you to be. And somebody said to me, you can't wear that. I said, I can't. Where does that say I can't wear that? It's an open public meeting. I'm looking at people who have transgender flags in the background, who have, you know, Che Guevara shirts on, who have, I'm sorry, I can't wear that. So, anyway, they dropped it. They left it alone at that point in time. We, like I said, we've got to be willing to push back. We've got to be willing to stir it up, I think, anyway, a little bit. That's the only way we make headway. If we just shut up and hide, nothing changes, does it?
You're right. and that's why it's important for us to use our rights. Otherwise, we will lose our rights. And,
amen.
Hats off to those school board members that choose to use their rights and not surrender ground.
Yeah, well, not everybody has a direct line to a great attorney, so I do push the envelope.
We are definitely there. With any school board member across America with these kinds of issues, they can call us anytime.
All right, so I'll say last but not least, but we might be able to hit something else. In Los Angeles County, California, Dr. Farrar, who's a PhD in something, I don't know what, but
she's a fake
doctor,
they call it. It's not medicine. It's not a PhD in medicine. I think it's sociology or history or something like that. But yeah.
So she is, you know, the head of the Los Angeles County Board of Health, and she has now put another mask mandate in place. And she doesn't specifically target the schools, but the way they wrote it does specifically target the schools. And more parents are writing and screaming and saying, okay, this is it. They're on, they're off, they're on, they're off, they're on, they're off. We need to fix this. And you and I talked a little bit during a break. We've talked before. What is the solution to this? What is a way to fight this? Is there a way to push back on this and potentially win?
Yeah, as far as the masks go, we at Pacific Justice have defended parents' rights to have their child not to have to wear masks successfully in Florida, but you know, had the covering of a state mandate that was in favor of parental rights, and then later legislation that was in favor of parental rights, and we took on a rogue school district that just refused to respect the rights of parents and prevailed resolutely in, I guess, Palm Beach School District. However, in California, we don't have that kind of a pro-parent mandate or legislation because of who's occupying Sacramento, the governor and the legislature. So then the question comes down to whether or not there is a rational basis to support this. And, you know, right now, you know, she could probably get away with it. In state courts, which is what we're probably looking at, we're looking at these kinds of issues. There are no Trump appointees. There are only Trump appointees in the federal courts. In the federal courts, you'd have to argue that this is a violation of fundamental rights of parents over the education, health, and upbringing of, and welfare of their children. That would be very difficult because you're dealing with he said, she said in terms of whether or not masks are in any way effective or helpful or recommended. But what she's doing is very radical. It's divergent from what I would say 99% of school districts in America.
Real quick, we only got like 30 seconds, really, really quick. This all has to do with the state of emergency the governor has declared. That's what gives them this power to do this, doesn't it?
Right, right. Quickly. So it's a different ball game, and it's very frustrating. Parents who have children with medical conditions can get a letter from a doctor recommending them not to wear a mask. That might work, but a school district may also try to put that child in an independent study, which would be a travesty.
Yeah, I know, terrible.
Yeah, that's Los Angeles.
Brad Dacus, founder, PJI.org, Pacific Justice Institute. Check them out, PJI.org. Cut them a check. Help them out. You're always complaining about who's protecting us. He is protecting us. Joe Mazzini, your host. A lot more coming up after the break. You're listening to the Joe Mazzini Show.